Hey, and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. One of my favorite things about being a teacher is the educational properties in it for me, that the fact that I get to learn. And the reason, one of the reasons that I think being a teacher teaches me so effectively is because you need to be able to explain to someone something when you're teaching, right? You need to be able to explain something well enough that they can understand it, which means you need to understand that thing well enough that you understand it. So to be able to understand something to the depth that you could explain it or convey the idea is one of the greatest benefits of teaching someone anything. I really like the idea of practicing saying the things that I'm learning. And in fact, that's one of the perks of this channel. So having this channel, doing these videos, is a massive educational benefit for me because it forces me to not only have ideas and be in the habit of cultivating ideas and generating ideas, which is in and of itself a very rich practice, but it forces me to think through my ideas with enough carefulness that I'm able to ideally articulately convey something to you. The irony of messing up the word articulate. Oh my goodness. So whether or not I always succeed at conveying an idea articulately is another matter entirely. I do my best. Some days I do better than others, but it's the practice of it. It's the practice of speaking aloud that which I'm learning, which allows me to learn it more clearly. Sometimes I notice that if I'm having an informal conversation with a friend, and this is something I love doing to solidify my ideas, is I just bring up random ideas that I'm thinking about, but based on, say, something I'm reading. And can I do a back and forth with someone? If one of my friends takes a sort of devil's advocate approach to my ideas, am I able to defend the idea? Or with one kind of back and forth, do I realize that my whole knowledge base just kind of falls apart? There's like a hole in the floor and I have no rebuttal, in which case that makes me understand, oh, I don't actually understand this very deeply if I'm not able to have a back and forth conversation about it. I feel like if you can't have a back and forth conversation about an idea you're explaining or exploring, it means that you're basically parroting. You're just copying the things that you've read. And in that way, you can say something, you can copy words that someone else has written or spoken, but then when you go another layer deep, and that layer being brought out in conversation, there is the hole in your floor. So the reason that I'm bringing this up today is because I've been thinking about this specifically because I've been reading about it specifically. So this is not a new idea in teaching. Like, the benefit of teaching is probably known to all of you already in terms of improving your own comprehension of something. But I am reading about it in a book from the early 1900s about childhood education written by a woman named Charlotte Mason. So she's written, well, she basically has six compilation books of her writings, and I'm in the middle of the third one. And one thing that she talks about a lot is this very idea. So one thing that she had children who went to her schools do, or when she was training teachers to teach, because that was her role, one thing that she emphasized was narration, is what she called it. So this would be where the child receives some kind of lesson, they're learning about something or other, really short, but then the child has to narrate. And this could be in written form or in spoken form, but they basically have to explain what they heard in their own words. So it's not just about copying, it's about being able to say back the thing that you're paying attention to, and maybe even have like a light conversation about it as a way to guarantee retention. So this is a way to teach and to learn without having to do like constant repetition of material. If you can learn something the first time, if you can train your powers of attention and focus to absorb it well enough the first time you hear it or the first time you read it, such that you can explain it after one pass through, then that's extremely efficient and a really useful way of learning. Because a lot of the time when we learn things, it's really temporary, it doesn't kind of latch into our memory, and we find we have to go over it multiple times in order for it to really stick. So it's sticking more from repetition, not from actual kind of internalized assimilation or anything like that. So narration, really, really cool concept, and something that I think has, like a lot of the things from her books, it has immediate and practical relevance, not only for educators, but just for anyone who wants to learn more effectively. So ways that you could apply this. So if you're, I'm going to just bring it back home to my own field. So I'm a piano teacher mainly, and one way that you could use the idea of narration or the idea of speaking something aloud is trying to, you know, could you teach a friend something on the piano? This is a really fun thing to do. I used to do this when I was a kid, rather badly, but I try to teach my friends piano. But could you, like, if you're learning about rhythm, could you explain rhythm to a friend who knows nothing about music, who might be interested in learning the piano? Would you be able to, you know, if you're learning about Bach, would you be able to recommend to a friend, if you're having a conversation, say three pieces by Bach and why they're so awesome, why you like them? Or would you be able to explain kind of the gist of the Baroque period if you were learning about the Baroque period or so on? It's sort of like, can you have a conversation or a dialogue with a friend such that you're not just parroting information, you're actually understanding something and able to share that understanding with someone else? Really, really useful way to learn. And that's all I wanted to share with you today. This is my ever ongoing project where I assimilate what I learned by sharing my ideas with you, for better or for worse. And I always appreciate when you watch and listen. Thank you so much. I'll catch up with you later.